USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he has reached a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a bill to increase corporate taxes, reduce the national debt, invest in energy technologies, and lower the cost of prescription drugs. Senator Joe Manchin on the Chris Cuomo podcast.
I'm a very centrist. I tell people I'm fiscally responsible and socially compassionate, but I'm more of a conservative. You know, it's called a democracy. You would think that we have 60 United States Democratic senators right now. We're 50-50. We're in the longest time in history that we've ever had a completely divided Senate.
Dating back to coverage from the 2016 presidential campaign, President Trump issued a 282-page letter to CNN last week, serving as a notice to intent to bring civil action for defamation. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.